For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. New legal papers show President Trump's one-time lawyer, Michael Cohen, was in touch with a Russian who offered what he called political synergy with the Trump election campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas for tax evasion and paying off adult film star Stormy Daniels. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen as he's been providing useful information into his Russia probe. Former Deputy Assistant Attorney General Robert Lynn.
Mueller says basically if it was my case alone, this is what I would recommend. But it's not my case alone. You should give credit for his cooperation in my case by making the second sentences concurrent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The death of a Ventura County sheriff last month was a result of friendly fire. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The sheriff's sergeant, who was one of 11 victims in a Southern California bar shooting last month, died from friendly fire. Ventura County Sheriff Bob Ayoub says Sergeant Ron Helis was struck five times by gunman David Long, but he might have survived those.
I'm deeply saddened to inform you that Sergeant Helis was also struck by a sixth bullet, which we now know through forensic analysis by the FBI's crime laboratory was fired from the CHP officer's rifle. Tragically, that bullet struck vital organs and was fatal.
Long took his own life.
The National School Lunch Program will now allow some refined grains back onto the menus. The Department of Agriculture says the move gives flexibility to schools that are struggling to serve only whole grain-rich foods. The agency is also giving schools more time to reduce sodium on the menus. Flavored and low-fat milk will also be allowed in schools once again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A comedian is turning down a chance to host the next Academy Awards show. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart won't be the host of next year's Oscars after getting some criticism about some jokes he'd made years ago about gay people. He announced his decision not to host the Oscars on Twitter on Thursday night, writing, quote, "I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." Hart also apologized to the LGBTQ community. He said he is evolving and wants to be able to continue to do so. The Oscars are set for February 24th, the Academy has not yet announced a replacement host. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Center for Disease Control is reporting that more people have been hospitalized after consuming romaine lettuce. John Clemens reports.
That number now stands at 52 cases across 15 states that include two people who are now suffering from kidney failure. No common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand of romaine lettuce has been identified, but the CDC has issued a warning not to eat or serve romaine lettuce from the central coastal growing regions of northern or central California. Those who come down with E. coli infection suffer from stomach cramps, bloody diarrhea, and with vomiting. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.